Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it is time once again for another edition of the Mike Tomlin post-game press conference breakdown from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. My name is Michael Beck, your deputy editor of said website, and we are breaking things down once again following another Pittsburgh Steelers defeat, this time at the hands of the Cincinnati Bengals. The Steelers fall in this one by a score of 24-10. The sack streak is officially snapped at 75 games, I believe it was. All around a tough day. The Pittsburgh Steelers were not good. And in any sense of the word, across the field on this day. So getting into Mike Tomlin's press conference, his opening remarks quite simply just stated, we played poorly. He went on for a little bit with it, but the typical stuff you normally hear. The Steelers obviously gotten tons of penalty problems early in the game. The offense struggled moving the ball. The defense couldn't get to the quarterback, couldn't start any pressure. Allowing touchdowns in 37 seconds before halftime when it should have been going in the break, a tie game. Just all these things that compounded that Mike Tomlin pointed at as the Steelers playing poorly, and that's really kind of being echoed across the entire Pittsburgh Steelers team as they go through their interviews post-game here. Getting into the injury stuff, Juju Smith-Schuster's getting looked at, checked over for some injured ribs. Chukwuma Okorafor is in the concussion protocol, and Kendrick Green is being evaluated for a knee. I know Chase Claypool was off on the sideline a number of times, but he was not listed on Mike Tomlin's kind of injury breakdown at the end of the game there. Moving on from that, Coach Tomlin did say that the Pittsburgh Steelers are a 1-2 football team, and they're not putting themselves in positions to win games. Basically, once again, what he means by that, not connecting on those third downs offensively or defensively. And they're just straight up allowing too many penalties from their own side. Both those things need to be cleaned up if they want to be successful moving into the future. Coach Tomlin was asked about the offense, and he was pretty blunt, saying we are bad on offense, and once again pointed to the penalties, which is kind of a theme of this press conference. Another thing Coach Tomlin was asked about was Ja'Marr Chase's touchdown before halftime. And basically, he just pointed at this team should never allow guys past us. Now, back-to-back weeks, the defense has been burnt for long touchdowns. Kilo Weatherspoon, I believe it was, last week. James Pierre this week. Not good from the Steelers' defensive backs getting burned for long touchdowns in consecutive weeks. Coach Tomlin was then also asked about that sack streak and why the Steelers weren't able to be successful. Coach Tomlin pointed them being in control of the game for most of the game. A good portion of the Bengals were up 24-7, up multiple scores for pretty much the entirety of the game, or winning basically the entirety of the game, aside from a few minutes where it was a tied ball game. So Coach Tomlin definitely pointed that as kind of one of the reasons why the Bengals didn't have to worry about giving up any sacks, because they were very conservative calling plays. They didn't have to do any of that dangerous type stuff that leaves you in situations where your quarterback could get sacked. The complete opposite of what the Steelers needed to do to win this game is exactly what they did, and you see the result on the field. Coach Tomlin was then asked about whether or not the Steelers are going to ride the course with this team, or whether or not they might try to make some moves, or what they're going to do. Coach Tomlin pretty much fluffed that off right away, seeing he's not making future plans right there and then with the media. Obviously, that's something they're going to address in the Steelers organization behind closed doors over the coming week, because stuff definitely needs to change. Coach Tomlin once again was asked about Ben Roethlisberger not playing a good game. He said none of us played well, even Ben. He also said none of us coached well, including myself, of course, pointing at himself, Mike Tomlin, that is. Coach Tomlin was also asked about the defense of the Bengals and why the Steelers were able to get some yards in the second half of the game. Coach Tomlin pretty much just pointed at the obvious, that the Bengals were able to sit in soft zones, not letting anything by them, not giving up the big plays, letting the Steelers pick up yards, but that only allowed the clock to tick and didn't allow the Steelers to get in the end zone, which they only did one time on this day, of course, Pat Freiermuth's first career touchdown reception. That coming way back in the first half. Coach Solomon was then asked about the offensive line and whether or not he still had faith in the unit and whether or not he thought they were still improving. He said they are still improving. Obviously, it didn't show today, but the group is one that he still believes in and thinks they can start getting better as these weeks go by. Once again, Coach Tomlin was kind of talked about those penalties once again, saying that's something that needs to be cleaned up, and they need to make the routine plays routinely. One of Mike Tomlin's favorite lines, of course, after pretty much any loss since I've been covering the Mike Tomlin post-game press conference. After that, Coach Tomlin was asked about that 4th-and-10 play and whether or not it was a called dump off to Najee Harris. Obviously, kind of rewatching that play, that was more so Ben Roethlisberger assuming the blitz was on and having to get the ball out of his hands. But Coach Tomlin said they were out of bullets. And as a football, as an offensive coach, I can tell you that basically means the Steelers already showed the Bengals all their kind of different wrinkles that they had in the playbook up to that point in the game. They already showed everything. The Bengals knew what was coming. They didn't have anything else in the playbook that they haven't ran on the field that was on that ready sheet for list of plays to be called in this game. So basically, everything was already showed. The Steelers didn't have any type of trickeration or any kind of plays that have been set up throughout the game because they already used them. Of course, you can run those plays again, but the defense has some sort of sense of what's coming, and especially given by the formation that they're running it out of. So that's kind of one of the reasons why they kind of fell into that play and fell into Ben Roethlisberger checking it down. Obviously, not a great call. Ben Roethlisberger should have just fired to the end zone and just hoped someone made a play. Again, Coach Tomlin brought up that they're not playing well enough, not coaching well enough. Really, it was just one of those things that continued on throughout this entire press conference. Coach Tomlin was then asked about the negativity of being 1-2. He said that's one of the things you have to absorb, keep your mouth shut, learn from it, move forward. It's quite a simple answer on that one as well. And then basically the last question of the day, someone was starting to ask Coach Tomlin about whether or not he was happy about. That's pretty much as far as he got when Mike Tomlin cut him off and said, "Don't ask me about being happy. We played poor and got beat." Obviously, an answer that we probably all should have seen coming. It's not really one of those questions you want to ask a head football coach after kind of an embarrassing defeat like this one. One of the hardest defeats to watch of the Mike Tomlin era, if I am being completely bluntly honest, aside from a couple playoff defeats. That one was tough to watch. Hopefully the Pittsburgh Steelers can rebound next week when they take to the road to take on the Green Bay Packers. Hopefully they get a little bit healthier. And really, they certainly need it. Ben Roethlisberger needs to turn around his performance. The O-line needs to pick up some people. And this elite defense needs to look like an elite defense. Until we get to that point, make sure you click over to BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. You can get some knee-jerk reactions on this game, some game breakdown, commentary, just whatever have you that you need Steelers content-wise will be available over on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. So make sure you click over there and make sure you listen to the entire family BehindTheSteelCurtain.com podcast here wherever you're listening to this podcast from. There are over 25 original titles from Behind the Steel Curtain. So just browse through. You'll find some great Steelers content here for you as we move forward and look to the Steelers' next game against the Green Bay Packers. Once again, my name is Michael Beck, your deputy editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. If you want to keep this conversation going with me, you can tweet at me on Twitter. Follow me. Go ahead at MichaelBeck56. Always enjoy chatting with each and every one of you. We'll break down this game entirely and get that content out to you as soon as possible. So once again, thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of the Mike Tomlin Postgame Press Conference Breakdown from Behind the Steel Curtain. My name is Michael Beck.